Hi, and welcome to In the Real, a podcast for women by women, where we'll be talking about the hard, funny, and random things of life in any walk of life. So come have a seat at the table as we get in the real. Hey, and welcome back to In the Real. I'm Dina. This is Marcia.
Hey.
This is Heather.
What's up?
We got Marcia back. I got excited. Yes. I get excited.
I'm back again.
She's back.
That's funny.
Marcia's back.
Marcia's back.
I was trying to hold my laughter in because I swear that countdown was the slow, like not like the longest time consuming, and I was trying not to laugh. And I was like, it's cool.
You're holding things in as you're shaking your body and you're hurting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And it was like, hey, don't do that. Just let it out. Why? Because it hurts.
Yes.
Not to.
I would ask how you're doing, but you just told us.
Yeah,
it hurts.
It hurts. Not you're too. Still healing. Y'all
yeah,
be praying.
That's where we are. It's not multiples of me, I promise.
But we're all in this together. Yes. We're all feeling. We literally are all feeling like not feeling it physically, but we can actually reach on this one, and it sucks.
Yeah,
and we hate that. We don't like that you don't feel good.
Neither do I. Shockingly,
it's a slow process, but slow processes can tend to be the best long term.
See, she's gonna get all
I know,
good
so
on
deep.
This with you.
I wasn't ready for that. I just, you know, give me a pill and make it go away.
Heather just wants to cuss and make it done. I just want to be done.
And we're done.
And we're done.
Yes,
no, I
yes,
feel like
ma'am.
If I could just pop it in the right area, maybe just crack it right back in the right
Dang.
Direction.
Oh, God. You sound like Gabri. Like, she'll do that. She'll be, I'm in so much pain. And I'm like, what'd you do? I tweak my back. If I just mm-hmm. And I'm like, hello?
Let me tell you. Like, I'm going to have to talk to her.
Oh, God.
When you're in your 20s, that's cool. Something happens when you're in your 40s.
It's a little different. It's a slower process.
And she just pops her mm-hmm. neck, and I'm thinking, I remember the days mm-hmm. I could do that. That doesn't
now
work
I don't
anymore.
Even turn that far.
Yeah.
It's like, how does that? Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
No.
Or at least it might, but would it go back?
Oh. Pass out on the floor.
Nope.
You all right?
Oh, shoot.
Nope.
That's
think
too
I
bad.
Did something.
Yeah.
No, we're hoping that you get better quickly. Mm-hmm.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're having the stupid revelations, though, because you're like messaging me today going, I didn't get it, but now I think I'm getting it, but
yeah.
now I don't want to get it because like the whole journey and God's taking you on a journey
yeah.
and it's
not the one I wanted.
It's not the one that you want, but
I picked the Caribbean cruise. And he's like, no, ma'am.
Have a Mai Tai.
He's like, no, ma'am. We're going to go through a valley.
Dogged.
Maybe a plane.
Mm. Yeah. It's you're farther through it than you were
mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
That
it's
is true.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. I'm not helping.
It's fine. It'll.
We're not going to leave you in the middle of it, okay?
No,
like,
I know.
Here.
You guys will drag me.
That's right. You will do whatever we got to do. We'll take you by the foot. Is it hurt?
Yes.
Not as bad? Oh, okay. You want me to take you by the hair instead? Okay.
Yeah. You said don't push.
We'll grab a wheelbarrow. We'll just get a wheelbarrow.
Oh, shoot.
Marshall will grab the legs, and we'll just go.
Get her on through.
We'll get you through it. Be all right. You're going
to
be all right.
Instead of having friends that'll lower you through the roof to Jesus, I got friends that'll throw me into a wheelbarrow and shove me towards whatever into Jesus.
We're going.
Get her there.
We're getting you there.
Gotta get
You're
you
gonna
there.
Get there.
Yeah.
We'll put the dog in too.
I
We're
was
all going.
Say, I saw Albus with his little leash going, I'm coming.
He would be too. He'd be like,
That's
hey, where are you going with her?
Yeah, bring her back. Nope, just come along, bud. It's fine.
That's so
it's
funny.
Fine. And how are you, Miss Marcia? We've missed you.
I know. I've been exploring, doing good things. Let's just call it exploring for now.
Good.
And then,
good.
You know, we'll see what happens after the explorations.
I'm excited to
get some more direction. But I think it's a good direction.
Yeah.
She said that with an S. Explorations.
We're going to need to get off the mics here soon so that way she can tell us about the explorations.
Right.
Explorations.
Like all I saw was her with a little pickaxe going, dink.
That's exactly what I feel like
is
happening
how it feels?
Too. Yeah. I mean, I think you just described it really well.
I love that.
Yeah, I even kind of threw y'all in one of the explorations last week.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, we won't. I won't.
Oh, we'll go. I won't. We'll take Heather in a wheelbarrow. Yeah, we'll go.
I'm watching Heather from my, the side of my
electric wheelchair.
No, but it's good stuff.
It is good stuff.
I think it's just stuff that we've been talking about, you know, and just really kind of seeing. I know that we're all in a space, though, where we're just really trying to wait on God.
Yes. Yes.
And not go ahead of him.
Yeah.
Really wanting to be in the place and the, you know, the area that he wants us in so we can be most effective.
I love that.
Yeah.
So that's where we are.
I love that. Oh, what? Were you looking at me? What?
I was going to ask you about you.
Me about me. About me. Let's see.
Family life here.
We're good.
You're good.
Sparks got to go into the office with our silent sound man today.
Exciting.
Which was exciting.
Oh, she sleep too.
He said she did really, really well. I actually popped by for a second because I was over on that side of town. And she about jumped in the car with me.
I'm so bored.
It was really kind of
that's my ride.
Because all of a sudden, like, he's walking with her, and I'm just driving up very slowly. And then the next thing, he turns, he goes, look, there's Mama. And she's like, oh, there's Mom.
My school bus is here. I gotta go.
I gotta
school's
leave.
School's done for the day.
And I was like, oh, babe, do you want me to take her home? He goes, no. Oh, okay, I will.
That's so funny. She wore
go.
Out. She's over there asleep.
And then I got to meet, personally, because I've talked to this gentleman before, but I got to meet his supervisor today, and really neat guy. He's funny because Luke goes like, this guy makes him look small. Mm. And
wow.
He's probably a good, I don't know, what'd you say, about 15 feet away from us. And he was not kidding. He's like walking up, and I knew immediately who that was. I said, That's a
tall dude.
He looks like he paints his clothes on him.
In a good way.
Well, in a that's good a way. Pretty big guy.
He's married.
Oh. I was trying to do that all quiet. Like, you know, we ain't got cameras up yet, okay? I was trying to make that all quiet.
Oh, and then we have cameras. We do have cameras. We got the second one in this past week. Got the cable. You see, everybody sees it. Like, y'all can confirm. Yes, we have the stuff. It's just we've had a lot going on. I've had family in the hospital, things like that. But good, everybody's stable, all is well.
Yeah,
it just feels like it's been a lot. Just celebrated a tiny person's 10th birthday.
Oh,
all right.
Okay,
that's where I was going with that when I said what you've been up to.
Oh,
I got you.
Now have it. I now have two children. My whole two compared to Marsha's 12. I have two that are in their double digits now.
Exciting.
So, yeah, it was.
That's a milestone.
It's, yeah, it's good. It's good.
How you feeling about that?
I know. Didn't
you know,
look like it was great.
I think I'm feeling good. I don't know what to think. Mm. I think with Gabri, when she graduated and things, like, it hit me. Like, different things like that hit me. When she, not even necessarily when she started driving. Mm-hmm. Like, that was kind of cool in itself. But, like, she's been driving off and on since she's, like, 14. So, and then when she graduated high school, like, I think kind of things hit me a little bit. Mm. And then when she bought her first car, like, got her, went and got her own little car, like, that hit me. So it's like little things like that. I kind of go, okay, this is cool. And then Sebastian has been kind of his own little, like, he's his own little, I don't know, he just marches to his own drum. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, he's the coolest, and I don't mean it like this is going to sound bad, y'all just find words for me. He's the coolest little tag along. You know, he's up for any adventure that you I think that's what it is. Like, he just,
he's like a sidekick.
He's my sidekick.
Yeah,
like, he just, whatever. I mean, there's days where he's like, I don't want to leave the house, and I'm like, and then he looks like a little old man. Well, how did you become 90? Like, what just happened here?
Yeah,
like, his pants are all the way up to here. You and all the things. But it's like, but he's a cool little,
he's content.
He's content.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Like, just, he's in that content space. Mm-hmm. And he's just, I like him. Mm-hmm. Like, I like both of them. The other one, the bigger one, she's in that space now where she's like, I don't know what happened within the last couple of weeks. Like, I'm looking at her silent sound man. She just looks us in the eye and she says, I'm just going to tell everybody how I feel anymore. And I'm thinking in my mind, well, I thought we were already doing that, but apparently not. Like, but it was just.
She's hit 30.
It's a
like you
know, 35.
Yeah, it's a season. Like, I'm just gonna tell everybody what I think, and I'm like, all right, well, if you just be prepared, because
yeah,
it'll go both ways.
Yeah,
I think each decade we think we're gonna tell everybody everything, and then as you get older, the more everything comes out. You know, in your 20, you're like, I'm gonna just tell everybody how I feel.
Yeah,
and they're like. Okay, then you hit 30 and you say that, but by the time you get 40 on up, you're telling everybody how you feel, but there's a grain of truth in it that there wasn't at 20.
Yes.
And so you got to be a little bit better about it.
A grain of experience.
Yeah. You'd be like, no, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Because I already know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. But yeah. But I think just life. Life be lifey. Life be lifey.
Yeah.
Have a nephew that's going to be flying in next week, so you guys will get to meet him. Mm. His name's Cherokee. You'll like him. He's a neat, neat kid. Oh, cool. He's the one that wants to go into the Air Force. I'm going to be sitting him in front of you. I'm going to be sitting him in front of a whole lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I probably need to sit him in front of Cecil, too. Mm. Like, just, like, he's my buddy. He's a year older than Gabriel. And he's on the search. You know what I mean? He's on that search. And
how old is he?
21.
Oh.
Yeah. He's on the search. And so it's like, I think he's a good kid. He is a good kid. I keep looking at our silent sound man. He's a good kid. He gets to be downloaded with some goodness. Like, he's so sweet. You know, Auntie Dina and Uncle Luke is who we are, right? And so he is my sister-in-law that passed away. It's his mom's, or his mom is her sister, twin sister, as a matter of fact. And so, we got to bring a lot to the party that he didn't even realize was possible. Like, he didn't know about the courting. He didn't, it fascinates me sometimes to just stand back and go, how many people don't know that there's always an alternate way. Which kind of caveats and side kind of moves us into our talk, right? Mm-hmm. Because we were talking. How do we want to start this? Do you want to?
I'm fighting with the dog.
You're fighting with the dog right now. So I think one of the things that the three of us in particular, okay, I immediately go back to finding your Prince Charming. When we were doing the videos, and all three of us brought something different to the table, and all three of us being raised off and on in church, being surrounded by people that love God, right? Whether we took their advice or not, right? Because we all have gone down our own little paths that were completely off of what God intended, right?
What?
No. It's like, look at what I say. And I think what we wanted to talk about today, I'm trying to find the right words. What we wanted to talk about today was values and boundaries and how they kind of go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
And when, based off of how you feel with the worth of who you are, determines the value and the boundaries that you set around you. Is that a good way of saying it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Are you good? Okay.
Okay.
I think us being raised in church, us being around people, we have people that are coming in to the kingdom of God that have been out in the world for so long, whether they've been raised in church or not. I think sometimes the enemy has got us so duped, even people in the church. Like, you and I, Marcia, have actually talked about this, where it infuriates us when we see the children of God being stolen from because they either don't know the word of God in the way, right, or it's been twisted somehow, or the enemy's come in and he's completely just blindsided them. Mm-hmm. And it's like, how do we as the people of God lovingly take somebody that might inadvertently look different, sound different, talk different, walk different, dress different, right? All the things. And and just be like, here you go. Let's have a conversation and let's just, without the religion, because I think too many times it's like, well, you've got to dress a certain way or you got to do a certain thing. No, I think the heart change causes the outward appearance to start doing different things. Am I making sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm almost positive one of our pastors actually touched on it.
Yeah.
On Sunday.
Yes.
Because I texted you and I was like, you know, so-and-so has been reading our texts. Mm-hmm. But they were saying, they were speaking about how, and I may get this a little wrong, but when you get people coming into the church from outside the church, let's be fair and say they're a hot mess.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean that just spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about broken people entering a place that is supposed to help them become whole again. Right. Obviously, not like take the point of God over the church, but we as people in the church, it's our job, part of our job, to show how to be healed.
Right. That's good.
Right. No, it's not my job to get you over the hump and make you healed. Like
right.
You and Marsha can't reach into my back and just be like, here, let's fix that.
Man, if, God, we, could, if you could, we would.
But,
yeah.
But yeah. You can be like, hey, you got a little bit of brokenness.
Yeah.
I'll carry you stuff down the stairs.
Yeah.
I'll, you know, these things.
Yeah.
It's acknowledging not all is well while allowing a person to learn how to function as a whole person again.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And it isn't necessarily, personally, my personal belief, this is not the pastor's job to preach about every week.
Yeah.
It is the congregation's job, if you will.
Yeah.
To find those and help them learn it. Now, there will be people that don't want to learn it. Mm-hmm. There will be people that maybe do need a little bit more than just, you know, 5-minute conversation or whatever. Like, they might need mentoring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we have people that are coming in, and if you're not ready to see that when we talk about the church wanting a revival, who do you think it's going to attract? And those people aren't going to look cute.
Yeah.
They are going to be a hot mess physically, mentally, spiritually.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's not our job to fix any of it, but it is our job to show what a boundary looks like, a healthy boundary.
Yes.
What it looks like to be in a safe place.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing these church security podcasts. I've been going deep in these things.
I know.
I'm like
our
deep
silent
diving.
Sound man, he's like, Heather's on this thing.
But he has got this motto.
Yeah.
And he says, your church isn't a bunker.
Okay.
It's supposed to be safe and open.
Aww.
It's, you don't make it a bunker.
Okay.
You don't close it off to the outside. And I was like, and he's like, as security, it's very hard to figure out that balance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I was like, how often do I just do that in my mind? And not because I'm on security.
Yeah.
Mind you, I wish I could say that, but it's just, that's the way I look at us and them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it's this whole being willing to help a person understand that, one, they are valuable.
Yes.
And because they are valuable and worth,
mm-hmm.
they can put up a boundary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A healthy one.
Yes. Yes.
And learn how to put that there's a boundary with a gate that people can come in and out of. Like, you're not walling a human off.
Mm-hmm. Girl, you were apparently sitting with me and Luke when we were talking just yesterday about we literally said that. Wall and boundary. What's a boundary? A boundary has a gate.
It has a gate.
Mm-hmm. It gives you an opportunity to open it up and bring somebody else in.
Right. And it's you. But there's going to be a lot of people who just don't know how to do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And again, it's not your responsibility to teach every single person.
Yeah.
But God may put somebody in your path and be like, this one.
Yeah.
Why? Because they're just like you. Mm. Or were like you were.
Yeah.
Or they're totally not.
Yeah.
And they need somebody like you because that's not who they are.
Right. Right.
And I don't think it has to be this like formal mentoring thing. It's just living a life with Jesus.
Yeah.
And showing how to live a life with Jesus.
Yeah.
And giving people the opportunity to make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's good
to learn how to fix the mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or just walk away. learn how to walk away, maybe. Mm-hmm. Learn how to walk away, maybe. Sometimes I think that's harder for women to understand. Mm-hmm. Like, and I don't mean like in a relationship wise or a marriage wise, mm-hmm. but I mean like we sometimes have to say I can't do this because I can't fix everything for somebody. So I'm going to just emotionally walk away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to be rude. It don't have to be.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, that's a lot to take in.
Right?
That's good.
Sorry. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why that text
got
was
you.
Just not working. It was like.
Yeah.
You're texting. I'm calling her going, okay, that's so let me break it down as quick as I can.
So I'm thinking immediately, I'm thinking you just have to be sure, like as a person, I would just have to be open to that.
Yeah.
You have to be open to know that. Because you mentioned value and boundaries, mm-hmm. to know that I'm able to, you know, speak into a person or to be that for right. that person.
Yeah.
And to, you know, just to make sure that they're not, I mean, there's just so much to unpack in that, I think.
Oh, let's unpack.
Because
let's
it's unpack just, you know, you got people that are going to come in that don't know church etiquette.
Yeah.
That don't know etiquette.
Right. Etiquette
they
at all.
Just don't know how yeah. to interact with
you know?
People.
Yes.
So, you know, what do you do with that?
Yeah.
You know? And then you brought up the church security and everything. I mean, just how do you jump in and just manage all of that? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, of course, a simple answer is discernment. But not even everybody in the church has that discernment enough right. to know.
Agreed.
Right.
What
Agreed.
To say and what not to say or who to approach and who not to approach.
I got to say... discernment, because again, I love that you're always like, Holy Spirit, listen, Holy Spirit, right? Mm-hmm. Holy Spirit. I've also just learned people with Holy Spirit, and I stand back and I go, wow, you don't have a filter.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. where did you, like, did it break? Like, did you not come with one?
Mm-hmm.
And like almost crass kind of personalities. Mm-hmm. They love Jesus, mm-hmm. love God, but blunt. Right? Things of that nature. I can be that person at times. Like there's a blunt or you're very just confrontational, mm-hmm. right? But there's a space where there's moments where I'm like, I don't know. I'm big in the, let's do a etiquette class. Let's mm-hmm. just, let's learn how to have a conversation because I know so many times, you know, like in churches, I'll say with like the young adults, it's like, you know, the boys can't mingle with the girls mm-hmm. and we can't have that stuff. And I'm like, we understand the boundaries. We understand keeping safe. What you've also done is you've created almost a stigma to where it's now taboo and you can't even speak to the opposite sex. And when you do, it comes out weird
mm-hmm.
or it comes out jumbled, right? And it's like, if we could just... learn how to just courtesy of small talk,
mm-hmm.
you know, hey, how are you today? Mm-hmm. What's going on? Or you have the people that it's like our beautiful daughters. People that do not know how to read the room, absolutely scrape her in places that she's just mm-hmm. like, she just mm-hmm. kind of, come on, mm-hmm. man. Like, are you not reading the room? But I also told her, I said, I think that that's a gift. I think that's one of those gifts that some people have.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other people that I don't think that's been downloaded inside of them. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's not even so much it's been downloaded. It just hasn't been cultivated.
Mm.
And it's like, what is your upbringing? Where did you come from? Did you come from a place where you were just told what to do? You shut up, you don't say a word, and then you just do what I say. Did you come from a place where it's very abusive? Did you come from a place where everybody could say whatever they wanted at any given time mm-hmm. and there is no filter in a completely different manner?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is your upbringing? And then it's like, I think we need all of them because I'm literally like flipping through a page right now of all the disciples. And if you read in the Bible and you read about the disciples, they each had such different personalities. Mm-hmm. And they brought something really unique to the table. And it's like, how did Jesus, and he interacted with them based off of their personality, mm-hmm. not just based off of him. Ooh, you know, mm-hmm. like,
yeah,
Like maybe taking the time to get to know somebody and just like, I understand like, hey, that's just who this person is. That's kind of their personality. But I think that you have to match it up with the character of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Like if we want to grow, we can still be Thomas and slicing off the ears, but we could also be the
Peter.
Heather's excited about that part.
Peter.
No, Peter? Was Peter. It Peter? It Peter. Oh, I'm sorry.
I was like, what Thomas do? Wow.
Sorry. What did Thomas
Doubting
do?
Thomas.
Doubting Thomas. That was it. We could, you know what I mean? Like each one of them had something different.
Yeah.
But it's like you've got one that's really ballsy and then you have the other one that's just belligerent. And then you have another one that's just very timid and just whatever. But it's like when they got to be into the presence of God, when they were in the presence of Jesus, like they kind of got to be exactly who they were created to be.
Mm-hmm.
And he just said, okay, I'm not trying to change that, but I am trying to soften this.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting refined.
Getting refined.
Yeah.
Because you need people who are blunt.
Yes.
Because you're always going to have people that you're like, just say what you mean. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then you, but then there are people and you're like, well, you say too much of what you mean. That's me. That's me. You know, people are like, Heather, you could be a little less sarcastic. And I'm like, no, that's what God gave me. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But those are not, okay, maybe sarcasm, but those are not necessarily bad traits.
Mm-hmm.
God, if God gives you leadership as a character, that you don't use it, that's the crime. That's the bad thing.
Right.
Now, if you use it to lord over everybody
and
squash anybody else's character, well, no, that's not the right way either.
Right, right. That's
so
good.
It's learning how to hone that. And for sometimes, I think for me, I went through a period of seeing people and being like, I don't like that in them. I don't like that. Like, it all bothered me. And then I had to learn, but I've seen them do this for a person when nobody else was looking.
Right.
You know, I don't like how they spoke to me. However, I've seen them down at you know, at the hospital when my mom was sick or whatever. You know, I've seen
That's
the other
good,
side.
Heather.
And I'm like, these, I can't just paint in black and white, good or bad. We cannot do that.
Right.
And as a person who, I don't want to say a lot of discernment, I've had my own little trauma bonding discernment reactions, so I'm good at reading the room. It cannot always be a good thing.
Correct.
I can read the room and judge this person, and this person before they have ever opened their mouth.
Wow. Yeah.
So it's learning to read the room and then allow these people to do exactly what I know they're going to do. No. Just to allow them or to allow them to grow or surprise me.
Right. Right.
You know, and
like
then
discernment versus criticism.
A critical spirit. And they are very close to hand
in
hand.
They are very hand in hand.
If you have one, it's very easy to have the other.
Yes.
And so, and I think like there are people who don't read the room at all. Oh my gosh, my dad. I love him. But it, you know what? It works well because anybody can come up and talk to him.
Yes.
And feel valued and honored and seen.
Anybody. With that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I've seen this man talk to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And you need people like that too.
Amen.
Why? Because if y'all were like me in the lobby at our church, I would scare people away.
Yes.
They would come in and ask where the bathroom was, and I'd be like, why? You know? But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can't do that. And so we do need, but there are times where I'm like, no, Dad, no. Not that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I was thinking that they might want. No, they don't. They don't want to come over. You know, like, and it's not a bad thing to have paired up. Why do you think Jesus sent the disciples out in pairs?
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how he paired them up.
Wow.
But when he sent them out, he sent them out two at a time. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because one at a time is a bad idea.
Yeah.
You only have one set of character or one set of, one set of character going out and about. Whereas if you have two, you know, if you sent Dina and Marsha out together, she would make all the friends.
Mm-hmm.
Marsha would make sure that they were the right kind of friends. And then, and if you sent me and Marsha out, we'd come back with a friend. One forcible convert. This one got saved. It's still duct taped over there. No.
Oh, shoot.
But there's a reason why we have characteristics to complement ourselves.
I love that.
Like,
yeah,
and
that
I mean, that's why it's great to see when people get married or pair up oftentimes, even if it wasn't a natural thing, that character trait grows in them to complement their spouses.
I agree.
Yeah, you know, and that's good too. I'm reading a book. I can't remember the name of it right now, but it's a really good book, and it's talking about how we just accept the giftings in people. So you don't look at everything to be like a person without etiquette.
Okay.
Or a person who's just blunt or sarcastic.
Yeah.
You don't approach it in a sense of a negative thing about the person. God gave it to them.
Yeah.
You know, God gave us what we have.
Yeah.
But there is a way to cultivate exactly what we have in a way that's going to be beneficial to the kingdom.
Right.
You know,
right.
Some of us have to be sharp. Some of us have to be quick with it or whatever the case may be.
Yes.
And if we suppress that because it's not who we are, we're not used to it or we're afraid of it, or, you know, it makes us feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Then we're suppressing whatever it is that's in that person. So we do have to approach these things in a way that will bring out the best in people, but yet not cause them to run away. I mean, there's going to be people that are, like, even our church, coming in dressed a certain way. They're going to, like you guys said, they're going to talk a certain way. But, you know, what is the positive that we can bring out? I feel like our church does a good job at that for the most part. But just allowing them to get comfortable first before, you know, you start teaching. And I mean, how long would that be? We don't know how long that might be.
Right.
It takes some a little longer than others to finally get it. I'm probably one of them people. Like, I finally, well, God, it's been 10 years. I got it.
Well, it's like, but, how about you meet Jesus first? Let's start there.
That's just
you know what I mean? Like, so you are a man in a dress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's let you meet Jesus first. That's why you're here.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're not here to hopefully protest or anything. At the, you are here to meet Jesus. Mm-hmm. Well, let me show you to him.
But even if you are here to protest,
well, let me show you Jesus.
Let me show you Jesus.
I'm telling you, I stumbled on an algorithm in TikTok and it is absolutely wild.
Uh-oh.
No, in a good
oh,
way.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Somebody sent it to me. Posted my name in a comment, and so that's how I ended up in this algorithm. And it is people who from all walks of life, and they're like, you know what, I just realized I need Jesus,
man,
and I don't even know what, how.
Yeah.
And I like a lot of them are on the LGBTQ, but a few of them, like one woman's like, I'm a Wiccan. Wow. And I'm pretty sure that I'm supposed to go to hell for that. Mm. And she's like, I have a lot of questions.
Aww.
And I just want to learn about Jesus. And I'm seeing these, and I'm like, these are the people who, first of all, we want to see.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, God, give me eyes to see who you want. Oh, I see you.
Yes.
Why? Because obviously you are ready to be seen by God.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you're ready to know it.
Yeah.
And so I'm always on there. Like, I just click things and tell them stuff. Anyways, don't tell them to come to my church. But but it's amazing because I'm like, there's people that desperate.
Yeah.
Guess what? They're going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to show up.
Yes.
And we have a responsibility for people that are desperate to see Jesus. You absolutely have a responsibility to show them to him. I mean, I did not come to church looking all cutesy tootsy.
Yeah.
Well, I don't actually look a whole lot different. the swear words on my t-shirts are gone, I guess. We'll go there. But no, I mean the attitude. I guess I had an attitude. But I was desperate to see Jesus and I didn't even know it.
Yeah.
One more. These are the people. When we want a revival, these are the people that are going to show up because they're hungry.
Yeah.
And these are the ones who are going to need to be, to meet Jesus and need to learn from others just how to be people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People who interact, people who socially talk, people who shake hands, people, they don't know how to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they've put themselves in such a small, tight, strong chokehold.
Yeah.
Of their identity that they've forgotten how to do all the rest of it.
So basically, don't get alarmed about it. Don't be alarmed.
I was going to say, us as a people.
Just open yourself up to be where God needs you to be
and
for
use
this person.
That beautiful discernment. Because if this, if there's one where God is going, no, then just know, not for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's somebody else's character to build. Like, yes, you know what I mean? That's like, important. We don't have to go after everybody.
Right.
And just know, if you've got the inkling saying, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is the Holy Spirit telling you your value, too. And you're not, maybe they're not ready, you're not ready.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean either one of you is bad or wrong.
Right.
You just know.
Yeah.
No.
You could almost know, though, who, even with the discernment, you could almost know exactly who the Lord is sending you to.
Okay.
I wouldn't approach a person that was dealing with LGBTQ lifestyle. I wouldn't know what to say. Really? I mean, I would approach a person. I would approach. You got to expand. I would approach maybe saw a lady walk in with lots of kids.
Yes.
I would approach a single mom.
Yeah.
And I would feel confident.
Yeah.
Pouring into that woman if I needed to.
Yeah.
If the Holy Spirit let me. So I'm not going to walk up to, oh, single mom, let me go. You know?
Watch me
go. I'm not that. No.
Here I pour.
But, you know, I just, the person's dealing with, like I just said, I mean, I want to make sure that I'm not doing something that the Lord is not leading me to.
Right. I can understand that. My ex, I'll explain about that one. because you don't necessarily have a whole lot of background in that, I guess, if we want to put it that way. I'm not, you know, they might feel more comfortable talking to you. Or God might be like, listen, this person has never known a straight person with a family from a church that's not been anything but condescending and condemning. So I want you to show them that that's just not who I am. Now, you know, I mean, now that could go, but that can go for anybody.
Yes.
In any, you know, that could be like, hey, Heather, go talk to the single mom. I'd be like, what do you want me to talk to them about?
Right.
Like, single's great, isn't it? With your kids. You know, like, but if, you know, it could be they've only ever felt condemned. Go show them love. It doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
And it could also just be just as dangerous for some people, because I could be like, ooh, they're from the alphabet group. That's my team. I'll go talk to them.
Yes.
Could always be a way where the enemy would be like, oh, yeah, how about y'all two keep spending more time together?
Well,
you know, and I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that, but he will try to use things like that.
Yes.
So, you know, well, you know, whatever happened between this single person and, you know, and their ex-husband or whatever, and they're very upset about it, let me pour my bitterness into you a little bit and see if I can't get into you.
Yeah.
You know, we refuse, that will not happen. But I'm just saying, like, I always, it's nice to think this is the group. This is my group. I go to these people. And then God's like, yeah, no. Hey, I want you to go hang out with them kids. And I'm like, oh, man, come on. Come on, Jesus.
Yeah.
So be open.
Go hang out. Go have lunch with this person who's, you know, 80. What?
Yeah.
Why? Because we are all family.
Right.
Yeah.
And sometimes we just don't know what we're doing is what it's doing to a person.
Yeah.
When we're doing it.
Because I think ultimately, I mean, to kind of just throw us all under the bus.
Genuinely,
all of us under the bus, is Jesus was none of those things.
Right.
Yet here he was ministering to, here he was ministering to everybody. He poured out to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We're okay, is what he's just telling me. Okay. So yeah, it's one of those where I think we got to take the excuses off. Like, we got to take the boundaries, because we were, like, the thing that the Silent Sound Man and I were talking about was, it was like, where is that space where there's a healthy boundary? Like, there's boundaries in the Bible. There's expectations in God's word.
Mm-hmm.
When does it go from we're keeping ourselves safe and the people around us safe to now we're hiding?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to I don't want, ew, I don't want to touch that. Like, I know what God's redeemed me in such a space. Like, now I don't want to get dirty again. Mm-hmm. Gross, right? Like, I don't even like saying it. But I think that has happened so often in the church as a whole. So, I'm saying as a whole.
So you're saying, like, you get saved and you don't want to put yourself back in a situation that could cause you to stumble?
Which I don't think is a bad thing, right? Again, the boundaries. Mm-hmm. And I think, like what Heather said, the 2x2, mm-hmm. like making sure you're keeping yourself safe. You don't put yourself in certain positions. You don't put yourself in different situations, right? Me going with the two of you guys into a different space mm-hmm. is a lot safer than if I went to try to go do something by myself, mm-hmm. right? It just is. I also think, I literally, and I want to say we had this conversation once before on probably one of the podcasts, but I literally think of that women's ministry that we went to, that conference we went to, mm-hmm. and here mm-hmm. the lady with everything inside of her said, oh my gosh, we have to go to this mm-hmm. club.
Yeah.
And it was for all of the drag queens, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she's like, everybody's saying, let's go to the nations, let's go to the people. And she says only 2 people showed up. Like she bowed out all these tickets. But God set it up in such a way because one of the young men that went with her, God literally gave him letters to mm-hmm. write to each of the drag queens, mm-hmm. the performers, let mm-hmm. me say it that way, the performers, and even wrote a description. God gave him a description. Do we know that may not happen for all of us constantly, but can we know that it can? Like, if you're willing to go into that kind of space, we have people that are going to be coming in looking potentially like that into the churches. We desire for people because we want them to encounter Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then here's the other young lady that's with her, the bartender behind, do you remember the story? Mm-hmm. The bartender behind the bar used to be in her youth group. Mm-hmm. And she literally was there to say, God hasn't forgotten you. God hasn't forgotten you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like there's spaces that I'm like, God, I want religion to die in such a way, like the religion of man mm-hmm. to die in such a way, the legalistic crap that causes that really gross separation that, oh, I can't touch you. I don't want to be a Pharisee. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be somebody that is so lofty and oh, well, I know what God saved me from, but he can't save you. Like, what kind of crap is that? Mm-hmm. Like it's like this, it feels like our podcast took a turn, but I think it's a good turn because it's that, again, allowing ourselves to be open up to say, Holy Spirit, if you tell me to go talk to somebody, I'm going to go talk to them. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to trust you to give me the words to say. And hey, I'm just here to say, mm-hmm. are you okay? Mm-hmm. How are you? Hey, hi, I'm Dina. Like, that's literally, hey, do you want to come meet Heather?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And knowing, again, your value and mm-hmm. your own boundaries
yes.
allows yes. you to know. I would, maybe now, but I don't know if I would run out to a drag show. I mean, I loved them. Back mm-hmm. in the day, that was so much fun. But
I can see that.
But, like, again, I don't think that me mm-hmm. coming out of a certain mm-hmm. life mm-hmm. should just be like, hey, I will go hit up the lesbian bars. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? That would be like, Satan would be like, oh, she just, okay. You know, like, right. he's like, I'm not even working no more. She is.
Right.
Now, that's not to say that God won't say, hey, I need you to go and speak in there very quickly or whatever.
Right.
But. Mm-hmm. But I know my boundaries.
Yes.
I know my value.
Yes.
I know what's a smart idea for me right. and what is right. not.
Right.
And right. and like learning that about yourself allows you to understand how best to reach out to other people.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
You got, I mean, you know, like I know some people that get saved and they're ready to launch their international ministry mm-hmm. and they very much may so have one.
Yeah.
But honey, let's learn about the Bible and you first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, and I don't mean it in a bad way. You might. you might, I know he's got an attitude right now, like you might very much, God does call us to ministry, mm-hmm. whether that's right. to the nations or to your kids or both.
Right.
But the first ministry, it sounds really bad when I say this, is going to be to yourself. Mm. Let God teach you who you are.
Yeah. Let him deal with you.
And
yeah.
and then, and that's not to say that learning who you are with God and reaching out isn't, can't go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But they've got to go hand in hand, not reaching out before I know who I am.
Right. Mm.
Yeah.
So. And so just kind of going back to yeah. the, I think the original thought was people coming in that are not like us, that don't look like us, that we're right. not used to,
right.
that may come in filled with the religion,
right.
and then saying, okay, know who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's okay to understand and know, because I believe that we're people who love people.
We do.
And we yeah. want to see the best for people.
Yeah.
So believing that there's going to be, you know, that person, if it's you, amen, so be it. But there's going to be that right person that God is going to be able to use
yeah.
to get to that person until they get there.
Yeah.
So all we need to do is just be willing.
Willing.
And that's be open
yeah.
when God says, okay, now.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, not with that, you know, judgmental attitude or fearful attitude.
Yeah.
yeah.
But being able to just kind of go in when God says move.
Yeah. And I mean, we're kind of, I think it really isn't as hard as we make it.
Mm-hmm.
It yes. often just starts with, hi.
Hi.
My name's Heather.
Yeah.
I won't attack you today. No, I mean.
Correct.
But,
yeah.
but no, hi. Like.
Yeah.
Because you just can't. I would not have accepted somebody, and I probably still wouldn't, who I don't know, walk yeah. over to me and be like, I know you're going through this, and I'm going to tell you what God says. I'd be like, that's great. No, you know what I'm. I had that happen actually, and I was like, okay, and I just let it in and out because I was like, I don't know who you are, you
yeah.
know, like,
yeah.
And it, not that it was wrong, but you don't have that place in my life. Yeah. I don't even know your name, yeah. you know. So it just yeah. starts with hi.
Start with hello.
It starts with hello.
yeah, yeah. Aw. So.
Hello.
Mm. And then goodbye. Oh, sorry. Mm.
But it is. It's the healthy boundaries. It's mm-hmm. it's the, if you're somebody that is new, walking this out with God, right? Maybe, you know, find somebody to walk with you. Maybe ask somebody if you could just sit with them and say, hey, could you just kind of tell me, how do you do this? Like, how did you do this? Like, I remember meeting some people, and I like literally turned around and just said, hi, how are you? I don't think I know you. Like, mm-hmm. you guys have watched me. You see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, immediately I start telling them my story with Luke. Like, that's not usually a conversation piece. You know what I mean? Like, it was Holy Spirit driven. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely just completely, because again, those moments where it's like it's filtering out of your mouth before it even bypasses your brain, and you're like, I don't even know why I'm telling you this. Mm-hmm. And then watching these two young ladies' faces just kind of light up, like, you're literally, you're speaking into a space that I needed. Like, I needed to know that this is even possible.
Mm.
Like, that this is still, like, this is still a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, innocence being restored is still a thing. Restoration is still a thing. You know what I mean? Like, we talk about, like, getting into the presence of God, but I think sometimes we forget the simplicity of just being made whole again.
Mm-hmm.
Your innocence of your mind, your body, mm-hmm. like, you're not used goods. Like, God's got a purpose and a plan for you. Your past doesn't have to dictate what's going on in your now mm-hmm. or even in your future.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he hasn't forgotten you. You know, it's like saying these kind of things to people that we encounter. That seems to resonate across the board, mm-hmm. no matter where you come from.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The God of the universe still right. wants me.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, so much that he sent me to come and tell you.
That's
yeah.
it.
Like, yeah. he still wants you. you're not so far gone that he can't restore.
Yeah.
And bring things back to life again. I know. Yeah.
I always love doing that with people. I'll be like, no, I used to be crazy.
Oh.
You know, I'm like, and they're like, I'm like, no. I mean crazy.
Yeah.
Like talking to things on walls that didn't exist and hear voices. Yeah. And look at me now.
Yeah.
Like, amen.
And nobody is too far gone.
Yeah.
Why do I know that? Because I know me.
Yeah.
And I know where I was on my ledge. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, does other people's ledges look more dangerous? Maybe, but I know where I was on my ledge.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know I've said it before, but it's true and it resonates. And it's like, surround yourself with people that have those kind of testimonies too. Like, that don't just look like you, sound like you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not just the single moms, not just the whatever, not just the this. Like again, I always giggle. The three of us were like this little motley crew. Like, we have our own little, we're so different in who we are. And then it's like, I'm able to approach people in the same scenarios like that you guys were in.
Right.
And be able to say, oh, one of my best friends, let me tell you what God did.
Mm-hmm.
I know that this can happen for you.
Yeah.
And it may not even be a thing of, I even bring you guys into the equation, but you're in the back of my mind saying, go.
Yeah.
Because if it could happen for Marcia, it can happen for this person.
Mm-hmm.
If it happened for Heather, it could happen for this person.
Mm-hmm.
If it happened for you, Dina, like there's no limits.
Yeah.
Like, why are we putting limits on who God is and what these people can be? Like, let's be those people.
Don't do that. Yeah.
That can look at somebody boldly, loving enough to say, listen, the sleeping with all of the men, it's over. You don't need, your worth is
you're
more
worth,
than that.
You're right. worth more.
You're right. worth more than that.
Because the minute you realize your worth, that'll change everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have to stare at walls.
Come on.
You know, you can stare at the sunset, Heather. Anyway. Yeah. By the way, I like to take pictures of them.
I love that.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah. We get to speak into those places.
Right.
Those tormenting spirits, they don't get to come and talk to you anymore.
Right.
Like, you know?
So good.
Like, just because we know.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know the one. We know the one that we're trying to introduce them to. Let me just get you close enough to where you can just, you know.
Yeah.
Where you can decide.
Yeah. Yeah.
You realize you can decide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know.
So. That you genuinely don't have to be this anymore. Yeah.
Those are reminders.
I think he's done now.
We'll go for another hour now.
Like, oh, fine.
Jerk.
Again, the videos. We need the videos because y'all didn't know Heather's talking the whole time while Albus is wrestling her.
Literally. For those snacks.
Give him up, woman.
He just comes over and nudges me thunk with his head.
Bless him.
Oh, shoot.
See, I'm excited for everybody to be able to see these moments. Like, this is crazy. I make faces at Luke all the time, and he's like, I just wish people could see, babe. I just wish people could see.
They will soon.
They will soon. It's coming, guys. We've got the videos. We've got the cameras. Yeah.
Like, I was thinking
you
makeup.
Are always ready to go.
You, you walk in and you're just all cute. The time. It's why I wear hats all the time anymore. I'm just
I got it because like today I was like, shower, do your hair. Nah, I was just gonna put a hat on.
That takes too much effort, too much time.
It's too hard to get in.
Let me read over this paragraph real quick that you wrote, Heather, when you're trying to explain it to Marcia. And then let me ask if you guys have any other thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So you wrote, we were thinking of some things that churches run into because of people who are broken. Oftentimes, they don't know how to say no or put up healthy boundaries. Churches and people should help people learn these things, but oftentimes they are kind of pushed away. Or they are not allowed to keep speaking and acting with no repercussions.
Mm.
I think we said everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, a lot of times I think what it is it boils down to is we're dealing with people that are just broken.
Mm.
And so my prayer is that the churches and those that are listening, whether they go to church or whether they don't, even when you encounter people that are broken out into the world, that you be the person that is kind, right? My prayer is that the churches, the people in the churches, stop expecting people to come in polished,
right,
when they've been playing out in the mud. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm guilty. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm guilty. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to call it. I'm guilty. I think that this is why this was like my heart just breaks. Because, mm-hmm, like, we're saying, why can't some people just say no? Or why can't people just say things? And it's like, Dina, gosh, girl, like, you are in the midst of the mud. Like, even in church, like, what's wrong with you? Mm-hmm. Like, why are you expecting somebody, mm-hmm, to respond in a way when you yourself mm-hmm was being incredibly dumb? Mm-hmm. Because you didn't know your worth. It wasn't even being dumb. It was being dumb. I'll call it. I was dumb. It was dumb. I was an idiot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I was broken.
Yeah.
That's what it boiled down to. The insides of me were broken. And mm-hmm, and I did not realize the value and the worth of who mm-hmm I was. I thought that this was who I was for the rest of my days. Until I met the one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been raised in church all my life. But when I really saw him face to face, and mm-hmm he healed me even in the midst of me still being in my mess. Like, what?
Right.
You know, mm-hmm, like, all three of us have that similar story. Like, he met us even in the midst of mm-hmm our stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, we didn't have to come clean. We didn't have to come clean.
No.
Dear God.
Yeah.
So why are we expecting that of other people?
Right.
Right.
And that's everyone.
All of us.
I mean, that's like, I don't care how long you've been in church or how long you've been saved. At one point in time, your butt was dirty.
Come yes on. Come on.
You might have been rolling in mud. I liken myself to the was it the demonized man in the,
yeah,
in the cemetery, who would mm-hmm cut himself with rocks and ran mm-hmm around with chains.
Yeah.
Like, that didn't look clean when Jesus mm-hmm got there.
Wow, but, you yeah
know, it was like, okay, we're gonna start with this chain. Don't worry about the other ones right now. Like,
wow, yeah.
You know, they did. They cleaned him and put him in his right. He was in yes his right mind.
Yes.
But like, when I got to church, when I got to Jesus, it wasn't clean. It was messy.
Man.
It was messy spiritually. Yeah. It was messy physically.
Yeah.
It was messy emotionally. I moved across country.
Yeah.
I broke off a 4-year relationship. I'm not just saying just me. I'm saying we have things that are messy when we yeah come to Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're just even changing patterns.
Man.
You know, we're going to get up now. We're going to go to church. Why? Because we're going to do that from now on. Mm. Like, you know, right. Right. Telling your kids, we're going to do this now. Yeah. We're going to do that. Why? Because I met Jesus there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it
yeah
didn't look pretty.
Mm.
And it's mm-hmm okay. He's yeah never been worried about a mess. Back to you. Anyways.
If he ain't, then I ain't.
Yeah, why do we? Yep. You know, they might make a scene in the sanctuary.
Yeah.
So what?
So be it.
I do worry about that. As security sometimes, I'm like, yes, they're going to make a scene. Not about many people, but it does go through my mm-hmm mind.
And it's like, and I think that is. I mean, it's like, it's not neat. It's not tidy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've known people to say that church should be triage in its own space. It should also be a place of safety, a place of shelter. But it's like, I literally think of MASH. Like, we're bringing in people from one side while we're getting them better and then helping them move out to where they can grab other people to mm-hmm get them and just keep that process going to mm where people keep getting better.
And if you have to bring them into a place of safety, then where have they been?
Mm-hmm.
In a place that's very unsafe.
Very unsafe.
Mm-hmm.
It's not pretty. It's messy.
And they're going to respond in a way because they don't know. They've never experienced safety.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what that looks like.
Right. Ever seen anybody who's been abused? And the first time they're safe, they don't think they are.
No. You try to touch that person, they will go ape on you.
There's yeah a whole lot. They can do a whole lot of different things.
Yes.
But like, they don't know because they don't understand that there's this thing such as safety. They have to learn it.
Dang.
Because
they're so broken.
Because mm-hmm there's been a broken. Yeah.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
It's got deep.
Yeah.
It could get deeper.
It could, maybe.
I was going to say, we could unpack some more if you want to unpack some more, but like...
The Silent Sandman gave you a look.
Yeah, no.
Don't unpack it today.
No. That's good. He's telling us that we are actually on. Oh, yeah, okay. We are okay. We're actually okay. Did you want to
oh,
bring
no,
anything
shoot.
Else to the... No,
what
I'm
thinking,
sincere because
yeah,
it's like, is there anything else that
what
you...
I'm thinking could really... I mean, we've said, I feel like, a lot of what needed to be said, but just kind of looking at both sides
yeah.
of the person that's coming in and the person, the Christian.
Yeah.
Us, I guess.
Yes.
That should be able to, you know, bring these people in, just knowing who we are.
Yeah.
And not allowing our own personal biases to just be thrown on people.
Dang.
I just said it, you know, that if Jesus ain't worried about it, then I'm not going to be worried about it. We're not going to be in a situation where we're just allowing
right.
foolery
right.
to be
right.
going around the church.
Right.
But there's always us knowing our authority.
Yes.
And if we know our authority, like Jesus knew his authority, mm-hmm. he didn't have to go strangling the demon in the garden. He spoke to it.
Yep. Come out.
And yeah. that's it.
Yeah.
So, time to go.
Just knowing who we are.
Yeah.
We got to know who we are so that we can be the best that we can be for people that are coming in.
Yeah. Because we don't want to cause more damage.
Mm-mm.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Nope, I'm good.
Mm. You're chewing on stuff over there.
Oh, it's way too much.
Part two will be in a week, 2 weeks.
Yes. I like it. We miss you when you are not here.
I miss being here.
We get into these deep conversations and just go deep sea diving. Let's just go. All right, guys. I am going to say, if anybody out there listening has some subjects that you guys think that you want to hear, I feel like we kind of talk about anything and everything, but like there's got to be other topics out there that probably people are like, can you guys just maybe, like, I know some stuff has been thrown out before, but like.
Oh, yeah. Nope, you're good.
Okay, we're going to have a conversation later.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Sorry.
Okay. But if you guys think about anything, by all means, holler at one of us or put it on one of our Instagrams or Facebook or message us, however you guys do it. Mm-hmm. But love people where they are, but don't expect them to stay there.
Amen.
Is that okay to say?
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah. All right, guys. We'll see you next time in The Real.